Good morning, Bridge City Church. Hey, one church, four locations. Hey, everybody in Brighton Heights, hello. North Braddock, White Oak, Murraysville. Listen, we're not only hearing the same message today, we're hearing it from one person, and I'm your person. Hey, if you're new here, we're so excited that you're here. And we do this little thing when I begin preaching here. It's when I say, how are you doing? I want you to say out loud, better than we deserve. Better than we deserve. So I'm gonna say, how you doing? You're gonna say better than we deserve out loud, real loud. Come on, how you doing, church? That felt good. That's right, we're doing so much better than we deserve because of what Jesus has done in our lives. Hey, if you're new here and you're a guest with somebody today, we're just so excited that you're here. You picked a great, great day to be here. This is what we call Vision Sunday. It's a time where we look back on the previous year on not only finances, but we look at people and look at stories and look at what God has done through us. We see our values of what we do value as a church, and then we look forward with vision, and we need to rekindle those values. So you picked a great, great day to be here. Thank you. I believe you found your people. Hey, core exercises. We hear a lot about core exercises and how important it is to have a strong core. And core basically happens this way. It happens with push-ups, sit-ups, you know, and cardio. You can have a strong core. Those are the three basic exercises that we need to do. But when you go to a health club, you can get there and there's all these machines and there's the lights and there's the music. And we can get caught up in all the machines and miss the core. We miss what we really just basically need: sit-ups, push-ups, and cardio. Church is a lot like that. Church can be like that. We get fixated on all the extras and we miss what's so important, just basic core exercises. I mean, to stay healthy, you need three things, right? To stay healthy, you need to eat right. Come on, somebody. You gotta eat right, gotta eat healthy, come on. You gotta get exercise, you gotta move, and you gotta get good rest. If we'll do those three things, three simple things in threes, we're gonna stay healthy if you have those values. And it is so, so difficult to do those simple three things. Today, I'm gonna just share with you about Jesus and his values and how our values at Bridge City Church should match up with his values. Basically, Jesus did like three basic things when he was here. He had a great relationship with his Father. He continued to pray and do what God wanted him to do. He worked with and through other people, and then he ministered to those in the world. Those are the three things he did. Those are the three things that we want to do. That's what we want to do. But you know what? We got to keep the core things, the core things. We got to keep it simple. We got to keep it basic, and we got to keep moving forward with the right values and the right vision. That's what I want to share with you. Hey, let me kick it off here in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18 in the Message. Love how this reads. If people can't see what God is doing, they stumble all over themselves. But when they attend to what he reveals, they are most, say it out loud, blessed. That's right. In another translation, where there is no prophetic vision, the people cast off restraint. We have to have a vision of where we're going, because if not, it just becomes mundane. It becomes old. It just becomes, you know, like, oh, what are we doing this for? Recently, I lost a little bit of weight. Trust me, just a little bit. I know you're. I know what you're thinking. Where is that weight lost here? But I did. I feel better. I've been exercising. I've been more conscious, and I got down to a certain level, but I'm not quite where I'm at yet. And it's so difficult to get that finish line, get to the finish line. It's really, really difficult, because I found that like losing initially is so much fun, but maintaining where I'm at, and I'm just kind of close enough, but not there. And I want to tell you, even as a church, we haven't arrived. God has done marvelous, tremendous, awesome things. And I want to thank you, Bridge City Church, for making it happen. It doesn't just happen because of myself and the campus pastors and elders. It happens because of people just like you. People who have grabbed a hold of the vision and the values of who we are and what we do. And we are not going to cast off restraint. we're going to restrain ourselves because we have values and vision for what God wants us to do. So together, let's go to Luke chapter 6. Jesus is already doing ministry here. He's already ministering to people, but he's doing it pretty much on his own. Okay, so Luke chapter 6, verse 12. One day soon afterward, Jesus went up on a mountain to pray, and he prayed to God all night long. That's right. That's right. He prayed to God all night long here. He had a meeting with God. He had a mountaintop meeting with God. This is one of the most important things we see that Jesus continued to do throughout his ministry. He connected to the Father. He related to God. I mean, this is just so vitally important because we realize what Jesus did was spiritual, and what we do at Bridge City Church is spiritual. That's right. That's the truth. See, in John chapter 5, verse 19, Jesus explained, I tell you the truth. The Son can do nothing by himself. He does only what he sees his Father doing. Whatever the Father does, the Son also does. So this is Jesus. He had a relationship with God the Father constantly. What he told his followers in John 15, 5 was this: I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. And that's what God has for us. And this is the year of the double. Listen, whatever we're believing God for, we're going to double it. Whatever you're believing, whoever you're believing for, we're going to double it. We're going to believe big because this is it. Jesus called us to produce much fruit. For apart from me, Jesus said, you can do nothing. So the first thing we need to realize, apart from Jesus, we can do nothing. Our mountaintop, our meeting with God, our devotion, our spiritual time is vital. And at Bridge City Church in 2023, we're going to get better at prayer, and we're going to get better at ministering in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. That's what we're going to do. And we're going to continue to do this. In our land right now, there's a lot of talk in Christendom, and there's a lot of places that there's a term being used of revival, that a lot of places are experiencing revival. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not jealous, nor am I a critic. I'm excited about it because revival really is, it's a renewed passion for God. That's what it is. It's a renewal. It's a reawakening to God. And every day that we meet with God, there should be a revival. Every Sunday morning that we meet together, there should be a reawakening of who we are in Christ. There should be a revival, a renewed passion for Jesus and for his church and for who he is. That's what this meeting is. That's what we do. There's a meeting with God. It's a mountaintop that we're focused on. And let me explain something. That Jesus loves everyone. That's right, John 3:16. For God so loved the world, and Jesus loves everyone. But he fed the multitudes. That means everybody that showed up got fish and chips. That's right. Hey, it's Lenten time. There's fish fries all over the place in the burg here. It's fish fry time in the burg. And so everybody got fish and chips that showed up, the multitude. That's who Jesus fed. But he trained the 70. He discipled and was going to send out the 12. But within there, he had three that he was most close with. I want you to follow this. Jesus loves everybody. He feeds the multitudes. That's what we do. Everybody that shows up is going to get fed the word of God, spiritually speaking. But then there's the next group of people that get trained, okay? And then there's a next group of people that are going to get discipled, be sent out to represent. And then there's the three. There's the core three. This is Jesus' values. That's what I want to tell you. And this is what I believe we need to value as a church. So the second one here, as we look at verse 13, Luke chapter 6, is at daybreak, he called together all of his disciples and chose 12 of them to be apostles. And then he lists all of their names here. So the second thing we see here is men and women and children that I believe, and I know that there's men only listed here, but I believe there was a group of disciples because out of the disciples, he called them. There were men and women. I'm going to throw children in there because we can't wait till children get older. We have made huge strides as a church to minister to students, 6th through 12th grade, and 5th grade and under. We're going to continue to do that because they're ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ here. So in Mark 3, similar, the same story, Jesus says that he appointed them. He made something out of them. Do you know that Jesus wants to make something out of us? That's right. Look at your neighbor right now and says, he wants to make something out of you. That's right. He wants to take us and not just help us to be a better person, but he wants to make us ministers. He wants to make something out of our lives. That's what he does when we spend time with him here. The apostles, that means sent ones, sent to be an ambassador to represent him. That's what we're called to be. See, in Acts 4:13, this is what they said about Jesus' followers. He said, man, they're just ordinary, everyday people, but they have been with Jesus. Why? They were trained, they were equipped, they had the Holy Spirit. That's a big difference maker. And that's what Jesus wants to do with you and me. So 2023, we're going to get better at training people. We're going to get better at what we do, and that's going to be so important. The men Jesus chose, well, let's take a look at the type of men that he chose. They were impulsive, temperamental, easily offended, all the prejudices of their environment, awkward, limited abilities, slow to comprehend spiritual things, ignorant and unlearned. They were according to the world standards, but they were teachable, had big hearts, their hearts were connected, and they were willing to confess their need. Wow, this is the kind of people that Jesus is looking for, and he can use us. And this gives me great hope as your lead pastor that God is going to use our church in a big way, because these are the kind of people that we are, that we've been with Jesus, we've been trained, and we're filled with the Holy Spirit. And this is the kind of people that God wants to do. So the first value was a meeting with God on the mountaintop. That's what Jesus valued. That's what we value. We value spiritual things. Second is we value men and women, and I'm going to throw children in here, young people trained up, trained to be sent into our world. Now let's look at this last value, because if we're not careful, this last value will just become something that we used to do. And that's the mission. That's the mission of God. See, if we don't keep the mission part of our vision and our values, church will become all about you and me. It will become all about what we can do and how great we are, rather than how great God is, and that there's a world, a great big world out there that God wants us to have a big effect on. And that's what God has asked us to do here. So in verse 17, remember, he had the meeting with God all night, and then he's going to train up. He has men and women trained up there. Okay, there it is. And then the mission here is when they came down from the mountain, verse 17, the disciples stood with Jesus on a large level area, surrounded by many of his followers and the crowd. This is what the world is waiting for. The world is waiting for us to get off of our mountain, get revival, but get out of the church, get revived, but go into our world on a level place and stop just screaming from our mountain, but get on the level place where we can meet needs here. There were people from all over Brighton Heights, White Oak, North Braddock, and Murraysville, or shall I say, Tyre and Judea and Jerusalem and Sidon and all these places. They came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And those troubled by evil spirits were healed. Everyone tried to touch him because healing power went out from him and he healed everyone. This is talking about Jesus. He's the healer. He's the one that meets needs. So our mission is to get into our world so we can meet the real needs that people have. The world is waiting for us. See, our goal is to make more room, and our goal is to make it really difficult for people to go to hell in our area. This is it. See, heaven and hell are at stake here. It's not what they think of me and you. It's not our name of our church. Listen, it's about Jesus. It's about who he is. This is what it's all about. And that's why this coming Easter, we're going to do everything we can. We are adding worship experiences on Easter Sunday. That's right. We're gonna add more than we've ever had before, because we want to provide more opportunities for your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, those who you go to school with, your relatives. We want to make as much room for them as possible. And that's what we're going to be asking you to do. And we're going to pray, and we're going to be trained, and then we're going to get into the mission. That's right, the mission of God here. So what are we going to do at Bridge City Church in 2023? Here's our focus. We're rekindling our values and our vision. So here, this is it. We're going to have a meeting with God. That's right. We're meeting with God personally and corporately. We're stirring up our faith in prayer. There's prophetic teams and gifting being trained up and equipped. We're going to continue to do that. And that's right, in the power of God. That's why we started this year off in January with a power conference. We want to experience the power of God in a real way. So we're going to continue to focus on prayer, on prophecy and gifting, and the power of God, the Holy Spirit power. That's where our strength comes from. We're going to continue to do that. Next is men and women and children trained. That's right. We are going to continue to train people because we value people. We train people, and we're going to get better at what we do. There's a lot of room for us to get better, and I'm asking you to get better along with me, not only at our systems and our structures, but in our communication, in the way we get things done. And what we're doing is we're going to train more teams of people in every one of our campuses so that we can create places where the multitudes can come and get fed, where the multitudes can come to every one of our locations and get fed with the Word of God, which is so vitally important. So this is what we're focused on. We're focused on getting our team strengthened and our team leaders. And just a few minutes here at your location, your campus pastor is going to lead a strong, bold prayer over what we call here the diaconate, which is a biblical way just to say those who lead teams at Bridge City Church, and pray for them and recognize their role in the authority and responsibility and the delegated spiritual authority in our church as a whole. We're going to recognize that just like we did the group leaders last month. Now we're recognizing the team leaders because we want to make sure that in every area we're getting better and we're training people. That's right, discipleship here. We're valuing people and we want to see ministers. That's why even those who work with kids ministry, they're ministers of the gospel of Jesus. Wow, what an honor. Last but not least, we're focused on the mission. And we got to continue to have the value and the vision for what God has asked us to do. And that's what Jesus did. We're going to connect others to God. We want to see more people cross the bridge to life. And we want to see more harvest, more names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. If you came here today and you don't know where you would spend eternity, the campus pastor in your location, they're going to help you learn how you can spend eternity with God in heaven. And you don't have to wait till you get to heaven to experience it. You can experience it right now. That's what this is all about. But I'm going to tell you this. At Bridge City Church, we are not seeing the amount of people cross the bridge to life and become followers of Jesus that equals the power of the cross of Jesus Christ and the resurrection power that we celebrate on Easter. And so what we're going to do is we're going to get better at this. And I'm going to ask you to help us. We're going to get better at it locally in each campus, and we are also going to get better at sending people out in teams into short-term missions. That's right. We want to see an increase of awareness of the world around us because we don't want church to become all about us. We want to continue to let it be about those around us in our world because that's why we exist. So yeah, we're going to have meeting with God. What we do is spiritual. Men and women trained and equipped, but we're going to remember the mission. These were Jesus's values, and so these are our values as well. How many of y'all out there like pizza? Now, I know I started off talking about core exercises and diet and eating right, and I'm ending up talking about pizza. I don't know about you, but I love a good slice of pizza with lots of pepperoni and bacon and all that stuff, and that first bite is the best bite. Oh, that's the best one. That's right in the center. That's mine, all right? Now you got to work your way out. There's the crust, and then there's the other part, but there's that middle. Do you know what God's asking us to do? God's asking us to move from the outside in. And that's right. There's several of us, we're on the outside. We're kind of just on that crust, and God's asking us to step in another step. And God's asking us to step in. And there's those that are right in the middle. God's asking us to step into the middle. Right, that first bite, that greasy, that juicy, that best part of the pizza there. That's where God wants us to live. And that's where God's calling you and me to be and to live. That's what we're doing. We're taking a step forward today. Hey, At this time, at your location, your campus pastor is going to come up. They're going to share the annual report with you. They're going to share with you vision and values and what's important to them right now in your location. And you are going to be amazed as you see and you experience the values and vision of Bridge City Church. Thanks for being so awesome. Let's continue to believe big, because remember, it's the year of the double, and let's continue to step forward in all that God has for us. Thanks.
In 2022, we saw God do some incredible things in our church. We experienced significant growth that would not have been possible without people like you and your faithful giving. We exist so that as many people as possible will begin a relationship with God and become fully devoted followers of Jesus. We want Jesus' church to be all that it was created to be, a place united in vision, united in prayer, and united in mission. We haven't arrived. We are not done yet. We're hungry for more. We're believing for every prayer to double. Double the salvations, double the healings, double the freedom. Let's move forward with a passion to see a move of God like we've never seen before.
Amen, church. It's an exciting Sunday. It's Vision Sunday. And right now, the ushers are passing out our annual report. And this report shows you everything that happened in 2022. And before you start flipping through, keep it closed for me. Do me a favor. Go like this. Put your hands like this. Okay? Because we're going to do something that's very important before we open up this book. They're still passing them out. So just listen to my voice before you get yours. They're doing a great job making sure that every single person in this room has one. If you don't have one, slip your hand up, because we want everybody to feel important, because you are important. But before we open this book, I want to make sure that I do one thing, and that is bring clarity and do something else that I also do every single Sunday that I stand up here. If I haven't had the opportunity to meet you yet, I'm Pastor Nick. I'm the campus pastor here at the White Oak campus of Bridge City Church. I'm so excited that you're here with us this morning. It gives me great honor, great pleasure that you decided to spend your Sunday morning here with us, worshiping God and praising His name. There's no place in the world that I'd rather be than right here at one of our campuses, worshiping God and doing exactly what I just said. But before we open this book, it is a report that tells us everything that God did at Bridge City Church over the last year. And everything that we do is spiritual. Everything. There's a lot of numbers within this book. And sometimes when you look at this book, you can think that that's all that it is. But it's so much more than that. It's so much more than just numbers. Those numbers represent everything, every story, every family, and everything that God has done within our church. Okay? So I want you to look at this book with that perspective. I want you to look at it with more than just a report. I want you to look at it through the lens of, I'm in awe of God and what He's done. I also want us to know that we need to look back and also look forward. And I would be amiss if I didn't bring light to what happened this past week within our city, because that's also spiritual. And I want to pray before we move forward. If you're not aware, there's a huge spiritual attack going on within the city of McKeesport and the surrounding areas. And it is breaking my heart and the hearts of many other people. And I believe that the church plays a significant role in what's going on. Because God can use each and every one of us in a mighty, mighty way. Through prayer, through getting outside of these walls and being a light in a dark place, and being who God created you to be, which is a called out one in a dark, dark world. So I just want to pray. Can we do that? Father God, I thank you so much for the opportunity that we have to be a light in our world. God, I pray for our city. God, I pray for the families that lost loved ones. God, I pray for the community of McKeesport. Those that are fearful to go outside of their homes right now. To sit on their porches. To allow their kids to go outside. God, I pray that they would experience a peace that goes beyond all understanding, God. That if they know you, they would grow in their relationship with you. If they don't know you, they would come in contact with somebody that would share the good news with you. God, I pray for the youth of our city. Those that would be described as lost ones. The troubled youth. God, that they would come in contact with individuals that are going to encourage them and empower them and equip them and come alongside them and show them the right path. God, use us. Give us opportunities to come into their world. God, I pray for our first responders. God, that as they're dealing with heartbreak of their own, that you would heal their hearts, but also continue to give them the faith and the courage to serve our city as they already are. God, I pray for our local government, Lord. Give them clarity. Show them the tools and the resources that may be available to them. God, show them that there are people out there that love and care for them and want to help and serve them, not for political reasons, but for the fact that we love our city. God, I pray for our school district. God, I pray for the parents that may be fearful to send their kids there. Pray for our teachers that are teaching these students. God, I pray for a better year ahead. God, we know that you have great things planned for our city and for the surrounding communities. And we know that what is happening is spiritual. And we do not war against flesh and blood. And that's why we're going to war spiritually, Lord. And we will continue to. Lord, we thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, all that you're going to do. And we praise you. We honor you. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Y'all ready to open this book? All right, we're going to go page by page because I know that you want to do that. And then we're going to bring some highlights to it. Sound good?
Yes.
How y'all doing?
Great.
Oh, you missed it. Better than we deserve. How y'all doing? All right, let's open it up to the first part of the book. Page one. Look at that, a table of contents. First off, I just want to give a huge shout out to Nate Armstrong, who designed this book. He is amazing. Wonderful job to Nate and our whole entire creative team. Without him, we would not have such wonderful, wonderful, wonderful content to pass out to you all. Wonderful note from Pastor Rick and Natalie, our lead pastor and his wife. We're so thankful for them. Throughout the book, you're going to see some great testimonies from people throughout our campuses. And I want to bring light to the fact that our very own Brandon and Stephanie Patriarco are in here. They share. So you'll see that on a page mentioning what marriage mentoring is. And there's a page in here that has all of these numbers, this beautiful orange page. Everybody see this orange page? We're going to come back to this page here in a moment, but it explains all of the numbers. Average weekly attendance are salvations, baptisms, connection cards received, victory and freedom attendees, Good Friday, Easter Sunday, all of our special attendance, special events and the attendance that took place for those events. Listen, again, the reason that we track these things is because growing things change and healthy things grow. If you're not growing, what are you doing? Dying. So we want to make sure that your church is what? Healthy. That's why we track these things, because it's important. The next page, the one, the only, Tom and Bobby Hahn. They share a story. They are right over here to my left. Some of you, you're right. But I want you to read these stories. And then when you see these people, I want you to encourage them. I want you to talk with them. I want you to get to know them. I want you to know that these people are sharing their heart and being vulnerable for a reason. Because vulnerability builds other people up. And when we're able to share our heart and share what God's done in our lives, it's in hopes that other people would be able to hear the good news of Jesus. Moving forward, Bridge City students. Yeah? Where's all my Bridge City students at?
Yeah.
All right, there should be more screaming. I mean, but they're tired still. They were up till 2 a.m. FaceTiming each other. I heard this about some of them. Tell the truth, shame the devil. And keep going. Some more stories. Our North Braddock updates. They're continuing to make great updates to that campus. And again, more stories, more stories. All of you always ask, what worship songs did we sing? What was the playlist today? Here we go. There's Tyler running through the parade. Everybody see Tyler, or one and only Tyler Kemper, running through the parade? He said that is peak male athletic form. We'll have to look up the definition of peak. I don't think it's changed, but there we go. There's our top worship songs that we use this year. So you can make a great new playlist on Spotify or whatever music platform you use. But how about some kudos to our worship team and everything that they do, and who they are, and the gifts that they are to the church. Week in and week out, they use those gifts to welcome in the presence of God and lead us in to worship. I'm so thankful for each and every one of them. And this is a great time. There's a wonderful picture there of Taylor Wilhelm painting a child's face, and that is at our Easter extravaganza, which is coming up here soon. You will hear wonderful things about that and how you can be a part and how you can serve and how you can bring candy and turn it in at the connection point for the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of kids that are going to receive that candy. More coming up on that. The next page, the ministries and organizations we supported this past year. And when you hear we, that means your church, and you're a part of that. I don't know about you all, but I don't have $242,000 personally that I could give to ministries and organizations. But we're a part of that together. Through the kingdom of God, that we're unified together, through the body of Christ, we're a part of that together. We get to say that. When we walk out of this place today, wherever you go, you get to say that. All right. Now, income and expenses. This is where we're going to start to break some things down. I'm going to close my book, and then I'm going to start to go back through some things and highlight some numbers that are really important. And remember, I said I want you to have the perspective of every number means something. Every number represents what God is doing. You can look at that number, millions of dollars, and it can really change your perspective. Because I don't budget in millions. It's a big, big number. It can really change some things in your perspective. God's kingdom is amazing. Being a part of God's kingdom is amazing. And I want to take a moment and just thank you all for just putting me in awe of God. As a part of the pastoral team at Bridge City Church, I am in awe of God. I'm in awe. At the White Oak campus last year, we saw a 10% increase in tithes and offerings. A 10% increase. You can clap for yourselves and for God. That is amazing. You know why that's amazing? Because the world says live in fear. The world says batten down the hatches, lock the doors, stay home, do nothing. But God says keep going, keep moving forward, and don't listen to what everybody else says. The world says close the doors, lock it up, mail it in, stop growing. The world says every business is closing, everybody's shutting it down. God's kingdom says, let's grow, let's move. What did Pastor Rick say? The vision for 2023, let's double it. There are churches that are closing at an alarming rate. We get to say we're growing. We're looking for a building. We're looking for land. We want to build so more and more people can hear the gospel. And that's because of you all and what God's doing through you. As a church, as the whole, we got to see 11.2% in an increase. That is amazing. Praise God. We are a part of that. Our One Vision campaign, out of the $1.8 million that was pledged, $414,000 and some change came in. That is amazing. The One Vision campaign is us looking towards the future of Bridge City Church. Pastor Rick said that we're not just excited about the adults. We're excited about Bridge City students and Bridge City kids. It's their church. And I have so much excitement about the future of Bridge City Church. The faith that are in those kids, I'll just say it, pales in comparison to some of the adults. And that is good news. That's good news. You know why? Because the adults are doing a good job of pouring into the kids. Passing it on. I'm thankful for the men and women that have gone before us, that have poured into us, that we're now pouring in to others. And I want to pause right here and just go to the back page, the last page in your book. In memory of Sally Paladin. You want to talk about vision? Passing it on? Why we do what we do? I pray and believe that one day I'm on the back panel of a vision report. We
We should all want to live that way. That one day we're on the back panel of the vision report. And let me tell you, she's not just there because she was the lead pastor's mom. She's not. I promise you that. We get to be a part of this. Now, you may be sitting there right now and you may be feeling uncomfortable because you might not be a part. When I say the tithes and offerings are up by 10% at the White Oak campus, 11.2% as a church, $414,000 have come in for the One Vision campaign, you may be thinking, I'm not a part of that. You can be. You can be. And you may be feeling really uncomfortable right now. Oh, I picked a great Sunday to come to church. Oh, this is great. You may have invited somebody to come to church today. Oh, great. I invited them to come to church on this Sunday. You did, and there's a reason. I am thankful that you are a part of a church or you invited somebody to be a part of a church that is not uncomfortable to talk about money. This is an open book church. That means if you want to know anything, you can know it. You want to know how much money we spent on paper clips? Ask. Sarah will find out. I'm serious. And if she doesn't know how to find out, she'll ask Rob, who just retired, again. That's for like the third time. He's not really good at retiring. So if you want to know how to retire, don't ask Rob. If you want to know how to plan for retirement, ask Rob. Let's keep going. Our expenses. Broken down by percentages. Salaries and benefits, 41%. Facilities, 23%. Operations, 15%. Missions and outreach, 14%. Conferences, events, and guest ministry, 7%. And if you want to know even more detailed, you can ask. Every question is permissible. And if this is your first time in this church, you're getting the family report. And I'm asking you, you don't just go throw this in the get-go garbage can later. It's important. It's not private, but it's important. You feel me? Do what you wish, but don't just go leave it at Twin Oaks. Amen? There we go. Is that clear? All right. Last year, giving away to missions. God bless you. $242,066. 13% was given away. Your church didn't just tithe, gave away more. Your church doesn't ask you to do something that we're not doing. See what we're saying? You're a part of that. Missions is an important part of Bridge City Church, always has been and always will be. Sending people out. I believe that if you feel like you've hit a rut in your walk, one of the ways to get out of the rut is to go somewhere. Go somewhere different. Go see somebody else's rut. Go on a missions trip. It'll change your life. And it'll change the lives of the people around you. It's amazing. You go on a missions trip thinking you're going to go change the world. It changes your world.
And then when you come back, that's when you're really on mission. Our mission trips coming up: Honduras, Guatemala, Pittsburgh. You're thinking, Pastor, what do you mean? I live in Pittsburgh. Are you on mission? Ouch. Walmart's a missions field. You don't believe me? Let's go. I'll take you. And I'm not just talking about the North for Sales one, the Greensburg one, North Huntington one, Target too. Target's the same way. You don't believe me? I'll take you down to Whole Foods. Whole Foods is a missions field. Trader Joe's is a missions field. Every single grocery store is a missions field. Aldi too. All of them have become missions fields now. You know why? Inflation. Eggs are expensive. Everywhere you go is a missions field. That's why Pittsburgh's on the list. Our NRP Youth Conference and Missions Trip. The Texas border. Pastor Rick's going soon, and then we're going to be going back. Liberia. You want to get out of your rut? Get a passport. You don't know if you're going yet? Go until God says no. Get a passport. It takes like 6 to 8 weeks to get one. Go to the post office and prepare. I'm serious. Your passport expired? Renew it. Be prepared until God says no. Missions is important. 73 salvations last year. That's amazing. You can clap for that. Praise God. 73 changed lives. There's a breakdown in your book, the number per campus, but we're one church. We are one church. 33 baptisms. 33 people took their next step and publicly declared that Jesus is their Lord and Savior, wanted the world to know that. Weekly average of attendance. White Oak. Finally, we broke the 300 barrier. Amen. That's exciting. You can clap for that. That's exciting. It's exciting. Connection groups. 363 weekly attendance for connection groups. 363 people after they attended church went to a connection group. That's where life happens. You know, I always say people take their mask off at connection group. Not that you're hiding here, but you can't get vulnerable in the hour and 15 minutes we're together on a Sunday morning. You can at connection group, when you're in people's homes, or you're a coffee shop, or you're sitting around at church without hundreds of people around you. Thank you to all of our connection group leaders and what they do every single week, week in and week out. Lastly, victory and freedom. 119 people attended our Victory and Freedom weekends. 74 first-timers. You may be sitting here today, you may not know what Victory and Freedom is. Victory and Freedom is a one-day event where people get to deal with their stuff. Their stuff that they've been carrying their whole lives. Some stuff that was done to them, some stuff that they've done. And they get to reveal it and have it revealed to them. And they get to nail it to the cross and leave it there. And after that Saturday is over, they get to go to war and prayer. And they get to walk in victory and they get to walk in freedom. And when those people leave, ladies attend a separate event, men attend a separate event. They walk differently. They're lighter. A lot of them, they look different. They have a different smile. They have a twinkle in their eye, if you will. Now, it's interesting because most of the men, they never want to go. But then they never want to leave. The women, they always want to go, and they never want to leave. Okay? It's different. But every single Sunday, we get to have a little mini victory and freedom. Because Jesus already nailed everything to the cross. He took all of our shame, all of our sin, all of our stuff, and he bared it all. So if you're here today and you're like, man, this wasn't my Sunday to come to church. This moment is why. You might have been invited or you might have gotten up today and you might have came to church. This moment. Pastor Rick mentioned that your campus pastor was going to talk to you about the good news of Jesus Christ and the gospel and an opportunity for you to be one of those people that received salvation. Here it is. If you don't have a day or a time or a place where you've received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I want today to be your day. If you don't have a day or a time where you've received what Jesus Christ did on the cross, where he took all of your shame, all of your sin, all of your stuff, I want today to be your day. And it's real simple. All you have to do is say, God, that's me. I need that. I need you. So if that's you this morning, just slip your hand up and say, Pastor, that's me. I need you to pray with me. Anyone at all this morning? Maybe you've done that before, but you want to rededicate your life to Jesus this morning. You've tried to run away. You picked up all the stuff from the cross and you want to give it back. There's a return policy. He'll take it back. Maybe that's you. If that's you, just slip your hand up. Say, Pastor, that's me. Amen. I see that hand. Anyone else this morning? Father God, we rejoice with heaven. We rejoice with heaven right now that one of your sons came home. We thank you, God. We thank you for victory. We thank you for freedom. We thank you for what you did on the cross for each and every one of us. God, that we get to be a part of that. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Listen, right now, every reason that we gather on a Sunday is so that we can see the kingdom grow. And there are teams and teams and teams of people that make it happen. And right now we're going to recognize the people that lead those teams because they're important. This is the diaconate of Bridge City Church, the leaders at Bridge City Church. And if you're one of the people that are on this list, I want you to make your way forward. And I'm going to read every single person's name because this is a big deal. our campus admin, Sarah Stauffer. Hold your applause till the end. We're gonna make one big applause. Sound good? Some of these people aren't gonna be here till the second worship experience. Kevin's all alone over here, guys. Give Kevin some, okay? Our campus admin, Sarah Stauffer, our usher coordinator, Paul Yester, our welcome team coordinator, Ken Johnson, our facilities coordinators, Randy Young and Jim Armstrong, our connection point coordinator, Sarah Stauffer, our events coordinator, the one and only Sarah Stauffer, our hospitality coordinator, Dawn Kemper, our A-team coordinator, Kevin Broom, our campus worship leader, Nate Armstrong, our worship leaders, Jordan Armstrong, Bree Larson, Nick Hodacek, production coordinator, Bruce Powell, our next steps coordinators, Kaylee Klingensmith and Patrick Van Horn, our missions coordinator, Jim Armstrong, our film lead, Jordan Armstrong. He's actually right now in Murraysville live streaming. Our photo team lead, Amanda Welsh. Our response team coordinator, Cindy Buells. Bridge City students coordinator, Patrick Van Horn. Our children's admin, Kim Broom. Bridge City kids coordinators, Cassidy Johnson and Kim Broom. Child check-in coordinator, Sarah Klingensmith, and our prayer team coordinator, Ashley Mercedes. Can you all stand to your feet and give these individuals a round of applause? From the bottom of my heart, and from the bottom of the hearts of all the leaders and the elders and pastors of Bridge City Church, thank you all for everything that you do. And from everybody that's standing, thank you for everything that you all do week in and week out. And you all are in front of the congregation because you fit the qualifications of a deacon. Your lives have been inspected. You've accepted the role. You said, yes, put me in. Your character matches your calling. And we thank you for accepting that. And we're going to pray over you all and continue to stand with you all as you lead the teams of people that are beside you. Because you don't do this all alone. There are teams of people surrounding you. And for that, we are thankful. We're thankful that, Sarah, your name is not going to be on that list three times. Because you're an amazing leader. And there are already people beside you that you're pouring into and leading and drawing up. I know that. We're working on it. Because you're amazing. At this time, I want to invite Kevin up. And he's gonna go on this side of the room. He's going to pray as our A-team coordinator because he's overseeing a lot of these individuals. And I'm going to go on this side of the room. And as we pray, we're not going to pray out loud. We're going to have muted mics. You guys are going to stretch forth your hands in agreement. Okay, so this room is going to be full of prayer. And you can pray out loud, okay, for individuals. But we're just going to go and pray and lay hands on these individuals. Amen? Amen. Let's just pray.